If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Laura Mora.
I'm Sheem. Tracy T, what's up?
All right. Listen, I am so glad that Tracy T and Sheem are here together.
Thanks for having me.
They had just met each other. But this is definitely going to be men versus women type of lip service. But first, let's get into some background, okay? So Sheem again, DJ Sheem. He performed at Angela Yee Day, but you know he has a couple of really, really popular songs right now that's super
From
lit.
TikTok, yeah,
TikTok
yeah.
going crazy.
All right, go ahead, do it, because I don't want to do it.
Head, shoe, last knees on toes. Head, shoe, last, turn around, gone back. Yeah, my bad, my bad.
Yeah, well. And even how we started doing music, you know, starting off as a DJ and then saying I can make my own songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and play my own songs. I was on radio, so I'm like, might as well make my own songs and play it on radio too.
Yeah, genius idea. And you're from Barbados.
Yeah, I'm from Barbados.
Okay, all right. Now, Tracy T from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah, both
Decatur
got...
Decatur wears greater.
Hello.
They both got accents, by the way. They just different
just
accents.
Very, just very different, accents.
All right, but I'm from Atlanta.
Yeah.
And we know you... Well, the first time I heard of you was when you first had signed to MMG.
Yeah.
But now... So where are you signed now? Are you independent, doing your own thing?
I'm independent, but I'm just working out something with AWOL.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we got a little thing going on.
Nice.
You don't feel like I'd rather stay independent after going through so much?
It's the thing with AWOL, it's not no long thing. It's like a one album, you know what I'm saying, runoff. Okay. So it's like, it's cool. But independently, I'm definitely feeling that.
Okay, feeling that. Yeah. But we also know, of course, you're in a high-profile relationship with Cash Doll.
Yeah.
And you have your son, Cashton, that you guys have together as well. All right. So just giving a little background so everybody knows who everybody is. And you have a new project out right now.
Yeah, Elephant Business.
Elephant Business.
Too Hard in the Streets, yeah.
I just found something out from talking to him, and I'm glad I asked him before the show.
Uh-oh, what?
So there's a song on the album, and I did not know what it was about, okay? You the one?
You're the reason.
Oh, you're the reason. You're the reason. And I'm listening to this song thinking he's talking about Cash Doll. But he's really... Go ahead, you tell us.
I'm talking about money.
That's like, his first love.
That's my money's first love.
Money's your first love?
Yeah, like, I fell in love with the money. When I seen it, I seen what it could do. I wanted it. I wanted that power, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I was explaining on the song, I'm explaining, you know what I'm saying, my first love or the reason. The money is the reason for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people thought I was talking about Keisha. Yeah. When I was really talking about.
We call her Cash. He called her Keisha, mm-hmm. just so you guys know.
Yeah.
But see, he's like, I put you up. But then I was like, some of this don't sound right, because he was saying his peoples will cross him over it. And I was like, well, guys do like Cash Doll.
Maybe they like you the reason you want to cross me out.
But that's so good, because people are going to question that.
I did.
It's good, yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
people so look creative. Yeah, and yeah. Like, oh, I'm in love with money. Money is my first love. Like, we ain't going to talk about money in so many ways without saying
that's
money.
What it is.
Right, dead presidents. Yeah. Do you think you could be too much in love with money?
Yeah, it could, yeah, you can be.
You can be. You can be.
Of course you can
be. Extent, yeah, you can be.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Gigi? Miss Show Me the Money.
Miss Show Me the Money. you know, it could be a gift and a curse.
Exactly.
You know, like they say, more money, more problems. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we see that money, they say, the root of all evil, but we see that money can cause rifts in relationships. Mm-hmm. We see that in business sometimes, you know, it could be a problem with the money. Yep. So yeah, it can be a little bit of a double-edged sword, so to say.
No, for sure. It's all about how you use
money.
It.
Right.
Don't let the money use you. You got to use the money.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a bad, like, what do you think? Because we all have had bad situations when it comes to relationships and money, I would think.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, we've all had fallings out with people.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's the number one reason you see when people, like, besides, you know, for guys, women, and for women, men, I think money is right up there in the top two.
For mm-hmm. sure.
Might be top one.
No question. My top one.
Might be one and only.
That's the reason. That's why I said you the reason. The money is the reason. Mm-hmm. It's the reason.
I feel like when I was younger and didn't have a lot of money, life was really amazing, though. I'm going to say that. Like, I was very happy even when I didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, life was simple. We was figuring it out. Me and all my friends were broke.
Yeah.
I think when you start to make money, everyone else's pressure has become on you now.
You
become responsible for everybody because now you making the money. Everybody know you making the money. So.
Yeah.
Yep. Or they think you are.
Or they think you are, even if it look like it.
Man, right. If it look
sometimes
like it.
People think you making some money.
Right. Yeah. That's even worse. Like, man, they think I got all this.
I ain't got it.
I ain't got it.
I might look like it.
I look like I'm going to keep myself up now.
Right. And the bill come, everybody looking at it like,
you feel me?
Tracy damn. Got it.
And it's crazy, though. Like, they really lean on you like that. They get mad if you, like, don't, like, just crazy.
So I'm saying, like, you started making money, now your money is everybody's money.
Yeah.
Well, Sheen, when would you say is your first, like, big check when it was all of a sudden, like, damn, people really...
Well, my first big check was when I did, like, a college show. Mm-hmm. I went on, like, a little college tour. I did, like a good 5-6 colleges. So the college checks was really, like, hefty
checks. College checks are great.
What?
And they're going to clear.
You know how them college checks be.
Yeah. So,
they
legit.
Yeah.
And they legit. And they legit. Only thing is waiting for it sometimes. When they send you the check and you got to wait for it.
Right.
Man, I hate when they do that. Be like, it's
I hate when they do that.
30 days or 60 days after is when you get
that.
Paid.
That's the only thing I hate about it. But.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to dating, do you feel like the men should always be picking up the check?
Iffy or not.
He's Caribbean, so you know.
I'm real iffy or not.
Oh, okay, he's Caribbean.
Yeah.
You might not understand some of the things they say. You might be like, huh, a couple of times.
Why are you iffy on that?
I feel like it depends on who taking who out. If I ask you to come out, then I believe I should pay the bill. If you ask me to come out and you believe I should pay the bill too, that's crazy.
And she's like, come on, take me to the movies.
If she's like, come on, take me to the movies. I mean, it depends on the situation and the relationship that you have with that person, I believe.
She's asking you to take her to the movies.
If she asking me to take her to the movies, I'll probably pay her.
I can't believe you're not paying. Is that all that matters?
It depends on the situation.
I understand
and the
if
person.
The check is $200, $300, $400, but movies.
Well, nah, the movies is nothing.
You can do that. What about popcorn too?
Popcorn, you can do all that.
Can we get extra butter?
Extra large drink, whatever you want.
What's that lady? I mean, look, now Tracy, what are your thoughts about that? Should the man always pay when you guys are going out on a date?
Always. Hold on, now you say always, what a key word.
Always is crazy.
Yeah, always, like you just expect. Like, I ain't got no problem with boom, 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 boom. But sometimes I want to feel like, yeah, take care of that, baby. You know what I'm saying? Without me having to, I like it. When I'm saying, I got it.
Yeah, without me having to say it is even better.
I know I'm gonna pay for it, but
right.
You want to woman to step up. Be like, yeah, I got right. it.
And if she says, exactly. I got it, are you still gonna let her pay or are you gonna be like,
I'm gonna accept it.
Okay.
Shit. Cause yo, he'll,
once
I got
or twice
it
you say I got it, I'm gonna just still do it just because you feel me, you satisfy me with the fact that you say you gonna
yeah.
do it.
Okay. Yeah.
That made me feel good. So now
yeah, like, at least
you can do it. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna be honest. Don't we be kind of mad when we be like, no, I got it, and they be like, okay.
Yo.
I just be wanting to feel
like, did you really not even say it's okay? At least let me go half.
I have a friend really that says she only pays for breakfast and birthdays.
Okay.
When it comes to
B&Bs.
Yeah, our friend Alex, she says that.
Only breakfast
I'ma
and
pay, I'm going to pay for breakfast and I'm going to pay when it's your birthday. But other than that, she says she ain't paying for nothing.
Mm-mm-mm. That's tough. That's crazy.
I pay though. I feel like with guys, I will be like, I got it. No worries. Like,
you feel me? Just, yeah, do that
also,
sometimes.
I don't be trusting sometimes people's tips.
Why?
Listen, because sometimes guys, y'all don't tip right.
Yeah, and then when you're known, it's a bad reflection on you because then it looks like Angela came in here with this guy and they didn't tip us.
Right. Yeah. And then, yeah, well, you know what's so funny? I was at a restaurant. Well, she's going to hate me for telling this story, but I was in Atlanta. I was at, what's that restaurant that's right outside of Lenox Mall, but it's like on the street, it's a cigar part too. Like right outside of the
street. Start with
Frisco?
No, it's like separate
Dantana's.
From the mall. Dantana's, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I was there.
Ain't that no more.
And I was at the bar, and the guy who was our bartender, I was talking to Jennifer Williams, and she was like, oh, yeah, I don't mess with him. He said, you know, he went on social media and said I left a bad tip or something. And she said, I didn't even pay the bill.
See?
But he went on, and I actually FaceTimed and made him, like, they ended up speaking and making it after that. Because
wow,
I was like, come on, that's not cool. But it is true. All right, let me ask you this. Tips. Sheem. Shame again.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say the bill is $260. What tip are you leaving?
$260? I leave a $40 tip, man.
See, no.
How no, much tip, how much you want to leave? 100?
Like 18%.
It should be.
That's good.
Like 50.
20%.
Yeah, I think like $50.
50. Or more.
We could push it to 50. We could push it to 50.
Yeah, but
50. Any more than 50? All right.
I ain't going to give you half of what I just paid for the meal.
Come on,
now,
because
you brought the meal out.
That's not even
20%. But that's not. If the service was great and they was on point, they was on, like, their hospitality was everything. They met all your needs. And, you know, before you could even think of something that you wanted, they offered it.
Yeah.
You could get a little 60.
Okay, that's
now you being generous. Now you being generous.
On the 240, I ain't getting 60.
How much you get? We said 260.
Max out at a 260.
Yeah, 50.
Yeah, 50 max out.
Max out.
That's it.
If he was great, I could do 60.
Oh my goodness.
But for some reason, women just like to tip a lot. My mom likes to do that a lot. I don't know why. Even when I would order some Uber Eats,
so why do
Uber
women,
guy would come and deliver food? So my mom would love to tip them.
Why y'all like to tip so much?
I don't. You think women tip better? I think women tip better.
I do think women tip better.
I
have no idea why we do. I think we care more.
When I used to serve,
I think we're well. Yeah, for one, I feel like we might just are more, a little more compassionate.
Yeah,
and we understand that this person is working and they might have had a bad day. We don't want
to
make it worse.
They make so much money off.
We know from being in the industry that we also know from being in a tip.
Industry.
This is how we surviving. Like, you know, as a bartender, as a waitress, a server, whatever, you know that you depend on tips. So when you come from that industry,
that's
then you feel like, okay, let me take care of my people.
Because
I get
not
it.
What
okay, I get
a regular
it.
Minimum Because,
yeah, the tips are figured into
what
their hourly.
Figured into the hourly.
Mm-hmm. One time I was at work and this guy took me to lunch, just, you know, at work. And the next time I went to that restaurant, the waitress was like, was there a problem with the service?
When, yeah.
And I was like, why? And she was like, well, you guys didn't leave a tip.
See, you guys.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
You get wrapped up
and
into
it's a
that.
Place I go, like it was right by my job. So I would go there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Leaving no tips.
So what about the restaurants that have the tip in the bill? You still give
a
tip extra?
Fine. Yeah, if they have the tip and it says gratuity is included,
man,
you give them tip on top of that?
You don't have to.
You don't
no,
have
unless
to.
No, I'm asking, do you
do
that?
No,
that's
good.
What you
do. I do
but you
sometimes.
Have, you have to pay attention to the percentage that's included because 20%, it's what you should be tipping anyone. And the easiest way to do it when it's three digits, you just add
double
the first
top two. Yeah, the first two numbers.
I used to do bottle holes, so it was a lot of digits. And we had sir, you're off by $100.
You know what?
All the time. And when you came with your 20 friends, your 20 entourage, anyways, you just do that easily, but it's 20% is the standard that you should tip.
Yeah, that's a nice.
But if that service was great, tell me you've never been somewhere where the service was so great that you're like, damn.
I want to get a little stomach.
Yeah, I got to think like, damn. Yeah. Like a bad person, I ain't tipping like that.
Add the first two digits when it's 3 digits.
Well, dude, yes, since you said bottles, do y'all buy bottles in the club?
If you're allowed to. If you're a lot of things in this world. If you're allowed to. It depends. It really depends on how much I really want to drink. Because some clubs really be overdoing it.
Man.
Yes. And as a man, well, every club. As a man, if it could buy it for $80 in a liquor store on your corner, mm-hmm. what are you going to spend $500 to impress who?
You feel me?
To drink the same thing?
And then you got to tip $100.
And then you're going to tip the person, the woman bringing it to you because you're like, yeah, mm-hmm. nah, be.
What about you, Tracy?
Again, I get a cup.
We see the jewels. I know you be out in the club buying bottles.
Listen, I don't like to get beat.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm going to get a fifth thing. If I'm coming in, I give me the bottles for free.
That's okay. I understand that if I'm coming to the club. Mm-hmm. But sometimes.
But if I'm not, if I'm on, it depends on the vibe,
if I'm going out myself.
The situation. So, I'm not going to buy a bottle with just me and one person. Like, who we? Like, if it's a gang and it's everybody, I'm buying 10 of them. You know what I'm saying?
And you'll pay for all of them?
Nah, we going to pay for them. We all got to put up. Mm-mm. Not just me.
Yeah, we go buy the bottle, right?
Yeah. If you want a drink, you got to put up too.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're going to be the one with the bottle, smiling, cheese, and posting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Posting. Oh, my God.
The one that don't pay for it.
Inviting the girls over, calling all their drinks.
I used to get tips so good, like working as a bottle host when I used to work at the Den in Harlem. Fab, all of them used to come and they used to be like, no, we want her. Because I didn't play that. Like, I didn't allow their friends to order bottles. They'll come to me, yeah, get another bottle. I used to go to Fab like, hey. Yo,
this person wants a bottle.
He's like, nah, no. Shorty, nah, don't do that. My tip used to be 1,000, like, but I took care of them because I already understood. Like, see? There's a lot of friends that come and just spend up all your money by just bottling. I'm ordering for bottles, sure. And you don't even know,
yeah. Right? Now, let's say you have a section, you have bottles, and then a couple of the girls want to come in the section and have drinks.
I'm gonna buy a bottle.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
You're gonna buy a bottle.
Yeah, that's
for
just
sure.
You gotta keep it clear.
Yeah, you gotta buy a bottle. It's only right.
Yeah.
It's only right.
But in some places, especially clubs, you come out better buying a bottle because the drinks are like $30
a
drink.
Or $25 a drink.
So you're better off buying that $500 bottle.
You better off staying home because either way you're paying too goddamn much for some liquor.
You better off drinking before you get there.
When the same Hennessy is $80 in the liquor store.
You better off pre-gaming at the Cheesecake Factory, okay?
South Beach, your drinks is $28.
And you're starting
this much liquor
for a shot, for one out shot.
Sad business,
crazy.
All right, now let's see how everybody feels about this. Let's just say you are dating somebody seriously, and they want to turn on your location so they can see where you are, and vice versa. Are you with it or not?
I'm cool with it.
Okay.
Cause I ain't sneaking and creeping, so it's all good. No, I'm met. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. Now if you just sneaking and creeping, you know. You got something to hide.
Then it's an issue.
Yeah, what you got? Like, if you got something to hide or you don't.
Right. So Tracy says, yes, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, I ain't tripping. I need to be having yours too.
And this is in a relationship, not just somebody that you're dating.
Yeah, in a relationship.
Real relationship.
I agree.
Yeah. What do you think? Yeah, no problem sharing locations. Mm-hmm. Cheem, you look uncomfortable.
I don't mind, but once
you look uncomfortable.
Once right. You want people that looking at your phone every second to see exactly where it is, that's when I have a problem with it. You can have it.
Every move.
But once you watch my every move, no, you got a problem with it. No, you got a problem with it.
What about you, Laura?
I don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Sharon, okay. Okay, so everybody.
Women never mind. It's only us that mind, you know.
Why?
Y'all don't mind.
Well, let me ask you this.
Y'all don't mind. I never heard a woman have a problem with that.
I got a second phone.
Right.
Ooh.
Exactly. See, that's the thing. Yeah. Why y'all have second phones? That's the question. Why women be having two phones?
Why can't we have, in case one dies?
One for the money, one for the... I'm
sorry. No, one for the money.
No, one for work and just one for, you know.
I don't
one
know.
One for family.
I don't know.
I got a family phone and a work phone.
Yeah.
I only have one, but I'm just saying.
I have two phones. My thought was that I was going to use one for business and one for personal, and I really don't. I like never use the other phone at all. I don't even know where it
that'd
is right
me.
Now.
That'd be me.
That was the goal.
I just
that was the goal for me too.
Phones.
But it's so hard to keep up with two phones.
Why, I'm down to one.
Yeah, there was a time when I did have two phones, and then they both was dry. So I'm like, why am I paying?
She's about to both dry.
Why am I paying for two phones, and ain't nobody calling either one of them?
I feel like no one calls me anyway. Like, people text me, but no one calls me.
Because you always busy. Nobody wants to bother
I
you.
I don't even answer the phone ever.
Why somebody go call if you're not answering?
I mean, you can still call me. Like, no one calls me just to talk anymore.
Oh, I'm going to start calling you just to talk.
Thank you, Gigi. I know if Gigi's calling me, I'd be like, oh, something happened.
Something happened, right? What's up, girl? What's going on?
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Now, are you okay with your significant other answering your phone?
Nah.
You said that so fast.
No.
So you'll share your location, but she can't answer the phone.
Nah, see, I share the location, but we touching each other's phones or going through each other's phones, they don't do that.
That's a no.
That's a no.
Okay.
That's a
you
no.
Got your phone upside down right now, too. Right. It's just us.
It's a habit. It's a habit.
What about you, Tracy?
I just don't even care, man.
Yeah, well, good.
Be careful what you're saying, though.
I just don't... I just don't like answer the phone. Hey, babe, get that phone for me. Who's calling us? Yeah, ain't nobody really. I ain't on no bullshit. So it's like, it's you all good. Be. But you know what I'm saying? Privacy, it's a line of privacy that you're supposed to give your significant other. You know what I'm saying? Let them have whatever they doing.
Yeah, but not every time you don't want somebody to see your phone, you got to be doing something sneaky with somebody else. You just let me have my privacy.
Let me have it.
I'm going to tell y'all what it be for me and for most women is that when it comes to, it's not even that we creeping or that we hiding something. It's the personal stuff that we talk about to our friends and like in the group chat and stuff like that.
That's what we be trying to.
Yeah. But what?
That's what we be, because it be like personal stuff. Like one of my friends might be telling us, you know, one of my friends might be in the chat talking about something like health wise or something family wise, and it's like not really.
We don't want you to see the whole shit our friends be doing, because
then you're gonna think we hoes too, because our friends is doing the shit. It be stuff like that that we just be like,
we tell each other. But you don't need to know. I do feel like when your friends do certain things, you do not need to let your man know that. Because then he's going to be looking at her sideways. And then when you with her, he going to be like.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Or it gets to the point where he don't like her at all. And now he don't want you around, or she don't want her.
And now that's toxic.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Because she don't want to leave her friend. Now he's arguing about your friend. Now it's me and her.
Like, babe, you know, she done let these guys run a train on her. And you be like, man,
listen. Like, what's even worse?
And that's what you fuck with. That's
your friend. Okay, girl. You okay with that shit?
Damn. Yeah.
Like, I don't want you hanging with her. Now, every time I'm like, yo, we going to Cheesecake Factory, you like,
Or I might have been pissed at you and telling my girl calling you all type of donkeys and asshole and all of this. Right.
You got talking to Mike, guys.
Oh, shoot.
He was talking to the mic.
I was talking outside.
We'll wait till you get your drink. Mm-hmm. A minute ago, he ain't went.
Oh,
nothing.
I would have done. I'm doing a terrible job.
And by the way, make sure you
tip
the bottle, girl.
I was supposed to be doing it for you guys. Because I want my 25%.
She's doing a great job.
Hey, see, like, no tip.
We've
been waiting on the waitress. No tip.
So do you guys
see the cup empty?
Do you guys look at things the same way that we do? Like, you don't tell your girl, but your friends do, because you don't want her to judge you when you're.
Yeah, because our friends be telling us some stuff too. Like, we don't want y'all judging us.
It's a code, you know what I'm saying? You got to stick to now. Mm-hmm. It's a bro, like in the group tech, like. You can't go through my group chat now.
Okay, no. Because
we talk shit. We talk about all kind of shit.
Pictures. You're probably because I feel like pictures.
If you give me a phone, the first thing I'm going to is your group chat or your photo album.
The photo album.
The first thing I'm going to. That's photo album or group chat. Because I know that's where the juice is going to be at.
Yes, sir.
That's where the juice going to be
photo
at.
So you've gone through phones.
Once. I only went through a phone because my phone was going through.
So you were like, oh, yeah.
Mine,
what
you going through mine,
for.
I'm going through yours.
Who was more hurt, you or her?
Yeah.
I was more hurt. This was in high school, though. This was in high school. I realized, like, I was, like, the side dude.
You were the side dude?
I went in her photo album, went straight to her photo album. I'm like, she was checking my phone. Like, let me check her phone. I went through a photo album, and, like, she was, like, naked, like, taking a photo with a guy in both of them, like, in the bathroom together. He's behind her. I'm like, damn. I seen that. I was just like,
oh,
wow.
She a bad.
Fell apart.
It took me to realize my whole high school years, I was her side, and she always had like an outside of school dude. I was like the school guy.
How did she get away with that?
I was so in love. I was so in love and blind. I didn't see it.
Did you forgive her?
Never forgive her.
Oh, okay. My man.
It wasn't hard for
me. He was like, I'm going to blow up now. I'm going to blow up after this.
It was for a little bit. But like, sometimes when I see certain things women do, it's like a trigger, like, nah, I seen that before. So then I start to react, and then we might think I'm crazy because, you know.
Like, what
I'm just trying to prevent what I seen before.
Oh, you got your guards up. Mm-hmm. See?
What's wrong with it?
And well, you said that your lady taught you how to love. And sometimes it does take the right person to help you because, you know, your walls are up. Usually there is a good reason for it. Mm-hmm. And so nobody should be able to just break through that.
Because I know, like he say, like, I done talked to females who done had niggas.
Me too.
And I'm just, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. My mind all fucked up.
Girl, you feel me?
I done been in rooms with females that's married.
You feel me?
How can I trust mine?
You see what I'm saying?
It's like,
you been with married women?
What? Okay. All kind of women. Like, it's women with boyfriends, all kind of thing. Like, it's like, once a girl like you and you feel me?
She don't go for it.
You know what I mean?
You ever had one of the guys confront you, like hit you up, like, yo, you was with you?
It was just one time. It was just one time. This girl hit me on Snapchat and like her boyfriend see it. And like, so it's a number on my Instagram, but it's my manager number.
Okay.
So he called my manager. He cursed like, your manager. Yo, cursing one time. And he was like, it's not Sheem. You know, my manager called me and told me about it, but it never went further than that. But he just called, like, cursing out. Cursing.
You think I have my number on my
phone? You think I have my number up there?
Pick up? Damn. Now, Tracy, so let's get back to this, like, learning how to love. So, now, I know the beginning of a relationship, sometimes y'all both have other things going on. It could be a little rocky to get out of, like, previous situations. How was that for you?
How is it to get out of previous situations?
Yeah, like, you know, because sometimes when you locking in with somebody, you have, like, other things that you got to cut
off.
You
know, that shit going to linger a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It going to linger because nobody completely just, well, a female know how to completely just do that.
Yes, we do.
You know what I'm saying? But a nigga still, like, you know what I'm saying? But
what is that?
Trying to figure it out.
Working
on math right there. You gotta,
it's a work in progress.
That's how long you working towards it.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? It don't be cold, cut off, but it be like a work towards something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why guys don't just be honest. Like, look, you know, we was cool, we was kicking it, but I did find somebody. Y'all don't never want to just say that. We're gonna find out.
But then y'all would say that, but y'all don't know how females are. Like, females react.
We are females.
Women are females. You're right. I feel like females always want the truth from guys, but then you guys don't react the way that.
We be mad at the truth.
Yeah, you'll be mad at the truth. So it's like, why tell the truth if you're going to be mad anyway?
Ooh, I got to say something. And they don't even tell the truth. They want the truth so much, but they don't even tell the truth.
Come on. Like,
we need a little
more
context.
Why y'all get so quiet?
Because we need more context.
I tell what I want you to know. It's not a lie. I'm just letting you know what I want you to know.
Not everything.
So if somebody asks you a question and you don't tell them the answer, or you tell them the answer you want them to hear.
Well, I was just told that the other day. It was like, don't ever lie. I didn't lie to you. I just didn't tell you. I admitted parts of what I...
Is that lying? You know?
But you're leaving out parts of the truth. That's lying. You're leaving out parts.
Yeah, like, that's not lying, though. I'm just didn't...
It's deceptive.
I feel like it's better to be truthful and allow said person to deal with whatever situation it is the way that they would like to deal with it, or decide if they even want to deal with it. And not to... I know this is like a little guys versus gals thing, but I just feel like men are really the ones who always tell a woman what they think they want that woman wants to hear instead of telling the truth. And then when the shit hits the fan and it's just like, well, you should have told me the truth, and now y'all looking crazy.
It's a certain way you do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but then when we tell the truth, it's like, when they look at us like this kind of weird.
Well, when you tell the truth after you lie 10 times, it's a different story.
Or when you tell the truth,
What if I really did like you, but then I just found somebody I like even better? I wasn't lying. I just
like even better.
So be honest.
He'll be back.
Be honest. That's when you are honest. That's when you are, you know, what we had was, you know, good or whatever, but, you know, I chose to move in a different direction, or however you want to say it. And just, you
and
know,
then you'll be back.
Let it be known.
Yeah. Guys always spend
the time. But then it's like, I feel like the gay mouth is like, let me just keep her lingering just in case this fails.
See?
Can you talk into the mic, Sheem? You know how to do it.
Yeah, DJ.
So I can just jump right back and continue where I left off. You know what I mean? I just leave her lingering there. Just say hi once in a while. Good morning. Just to keep it.
Okay.
Have you ever slept with a girl that you would be ashamed of if people saw her? Like...
We all had that. We all had one of those. Yeah, we all had one of those. Everybody had that. You know,
everybody hit a day.
Everybody had them days. You know,
I know y'all.
Where the hormones just took over.
That nigga. Oh no.
Did you like, man? I would. Have y'all ever lied? Like, guys.
Somebody be embarrassed if they ever told us.
She lying.
I don't know who she is.
That wasn't me.
Why you lying on your pussy?
You lying on your pussy.
So how does that, because I feel like, would we say women too? We've all been with a guy that we would be like, I don't want nobody to know. Because it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said that fast, like you had somebody in mind. Okay.
Yeah.
But I think with women, it's all for like, you try to get back at a guy kind of thing. So you just go and do whatever you
want. Try to get over a guy.
No?
What the fuck was I thinking? What type of stupid love is blind shit was that?
I feel like I done got bamboozled out of the coochie before, and I'm mad. I want to take it back, and I can't take it back. Like,
that body don't count.
That coochie back. You don't even deserve it.
That didn't count. He was 5 minutes anyway. That didn't count.
Yeah, so then those are the ones we just forget about.
Yeah, be like, oh, I did that.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, we just put, like, it in, just put it in the back of the memory bank, and you know, we move on to.
Is there next. Somebody that you've slept with that you've never told anybody about?
There's a few.
A few.
There's a few. There's some things you just got to take to the grave sometimes. Some things is better left unsaid. You know what I mean? Because once you tell one person, even though they might say it never might go nowhere, it end up still going somewhere regardless.
This right here.
This stuff right here.
Oh, the liquor.
Yeah.
It's the truth serum.
You won't remember sometimes. Like,
oh, wow.
If you drink a lot of that stuff and just be fucked up and shit, it erases itself out of your memory.
You know what, though? I will say that I'm fortunate whenever I'm out in public, if I drink or I get drunk, my friends are around and they don't be having that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
My friends will be like, come on. Nope. Do you know him? Like, they they will do that. They will cock block the shit out of somebody. I'm not even playing. We all do that for each other.
Yes, we do.
Like, if you see somebody getting too drunk, you're like, all right, I got to slow down because we can't all be drunk. You know? And I think women are good for that. Guys, though, y'all be like, see you tomorrow.
Right? Yeah. All right, bro, yo, you good?
Right, you good, bro? All right.
Yo, what'd you do last night?
Damn, I don't even remember.
Let me look at what I was recording. Well, let me see what I recorded myself.
What's the worst way you got caught cheating?
I don't think I ever got caught cheating.
Wow.
I've never got caught cheating.
Slick.
I know.
I've never got caught cheating. Smooth. I've never been in a situation like that. Mm-hmm. Being caught cheating. I mean, I've had been in a situation where girls assumed I was cheating. Like, I've been in a situation where I had a girlfriend and, like, I had a best friend. And I really wasn't fucking the best friend, but my girlfriend thought I was.
Mm-hmm. They always do.
They thought I was. And then, like, after me and her broke up, it just so crazy.
You did fuck her.
After, like, months after we became girlfriend and boyfriend. So it's like,
thing.
So it's like, it's like, yo.
You was emotionally cheating. That's the problem. No, that's what y'all men don't understand.
I wasn't. I wasn't. We was literally friends. Her friends, like, forced it. Like, you don't see how much she like you. She's doing all this for you.
You did.
So I'm
like,
I'm going to give it a chance. Nah, I gave it a chance. And then I ended up liking her for real.
Friend, and I was like,
now looking at it, kind of, it was like, damn.
There was something
for my
there.
Ex it line, it's probably there. Like, damn, I really was fucking with her.
Yeah.
But listen, maybe on your end, but maybe on your best friend end, and that's what men don't understand, and I had to explain that to somebody and a friend of mine. It's like, I understand you guys are friends, you have this friend, but once there's a woman in that life, that friendship, not saying nothing has to, but there's certain respect and certain boundaries as a woman. You always want to make that other woman feel comfortable at the end of the day because you're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And some women, and I don't expect the men to understand, but I expect the woman to understand that, because ain't no way that you're going to be dating my best friend and you're going to be okay with me hugging my best friend a certain way, being too friendly. Like, yeah, you guys have your friendship that you have, but when I'm around, there's certain boundaries that cannot be crossed. There's
shit, not even
lines.
When I'm around at all times.
At all, but at all. But even if it's platonic, like, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if I don't think it, it's just like, how are you so comfortable doing
and
this?
And she probably felt the vibes.
But it's like the whole time I'm venting to you about my girlfriend. Yeah. You have feelings for me the whole time. I'm breaking your heart, venting to you the whole time. I wouldn't even know that.
You're not supposed to do
that
either.
So the best friend had it. The best friend had it for you.
My best friend
took
the best friend really liked you, and now the ex-girlfriend feels like y'all will always have something going on.
And we never did. And we actually did. But ain't no telling her that. It's crazy.
She probably did like you the whole time.
This is what I'm telling you. This is with women. Like,
how did that relationship end with the best friend?
So we went out for like a couple months, and like, same way I got her, the same way I lost her. She the one that left me for another dude.
Oh, you're so honest.
Same way I got her, same way I lost her.
Tracy, what are your thoughts on having women friends now? Because you're in a relationship.
I got a few women friends.
Mm-hmm. What are the boundaries that you set?
As far as boundaries, like, they know what to do and what not to do.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
Like, I'm not calling you late at night.
Like, they know when to call or how to call or, you know what I'm saying? They, out of respect. If you ain't got no respect for what I got going on.
I don't care, like, how long that friendship,
you know, your
went
place
on.
Stay in that motherfucker.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That part.
But then again, this is like, I'm like 19, 18, so we ain't thinking that far, that deep.
Yeah,
we ain't thinking that deep into it, but, you know.
You're like, you're not thinking that deep.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking that deep.
Yeah.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
All right, so now, does your significant other, does she have to meet all your female friends and know who they are?
Of course, that's going to come to the light.
At some point.
Who is this bitch?
Right.
Y'all kicking it.
She's
at some
our
point,
friend,
at some
bitch.
Point, yeah.
Yeah. She's our friend.
Yeah, at some point.
We're all friends.
I knew somebody, he had a whole fake male friend that was never really existed.
It was a girl the whole time?
Well, no, he would always say he was going out with this person, but the guy didn't even exist. So every time, so she couldn't like check up on
what he was doing. So he'll be like, oh, I'm with Raul or whatever. And there was never no Raul.
There was no Raul.
that sounds like the TikTok series, Who the Fuck Did I Marry?
Yeah.
That the lady said he was always talking to his cousins and his
every
friends.
Day.
And there was he wasn't talking to anybody.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
People are crazy when it comes to that. Because the truth is, sometimes if you're honest with women, we'll be okay. But I think the reason that, what?
Women always say that, but they are never okay. Y'all never okay.
Never, bro. They always say that.
And they're never okay.
Never okay.
Why? What comes with it, though, is this. If you tell me something like, look, I'm not trying to be in a relationship, but I am going to, you don't want me to do that, too.
That's when it's a problem.
Right? You want to tell everybody.
Because y'all
right
guys
now.
Condition, but y'all can't take it.
Let me ask you this. How you feel about a guy coming truthfully and saying, okay, I just want to fuck you. I don't want nothing else.
If I
want
to fuck you, too, then... And I'm in that space.
I actually was. I dated a guy once, and he was like, "Look, I don't want to be in a relationship. I don't want to do anything serious." And I was okay. We dated for a while. I was dating other people. He was devastated when he found out
that
he
you were dating other people.
Right. He was like, "Are you dating anyone else?" I said, "Yeah." You said you didn't want to be in a relationship. I'm dating other people.
Females like that too. They'll go be cool. They'll be cool with just the whatever, whatever. And you mean tell me the female feelings don't grow too? Like, because they'll be cool with it at
definitely.
First. Then they're going to be like, oh, nah, that's my nigga.
Well,
you can fuck without attachment. Like, you're not my girl. We just start to gain feelings after a while.
Not
for
me.
Sure.
If it's already set like that, like if we already have that understanding and then my feelings started getting involved and now I'm starting to feel some type of way, then I'm just going to distance myself and walk away because you already let me know.
Okay.
But you're not going to treat me like I'm your girl and then we both involved.
What is treating you like I'm your
like,
girl?
Are we just fucking or are we dating?
Treating me like I'm your girl, aka we done took that condom off.
Exactly.
We done took the condom off. Exactly. We making love. We sleeping together naked.
We're rubbing feet, traveling together. We're doing all the things that a relationship does.
Oh, so that's what make it that.
But we just cool.
But if he's like, I don't want to be in a relationship, I'm seeing other people, it still is what it is.
Mm-hmm. But
if you tell me that, I'm going to know that. Yeah. Like, if you tell me that and you say it, I don't care how you act, you told me that. So I'm never going to treat you like my man. Because you
but
told me you don't want that.
Telling you that might potentially lose you, so I'm not going to tell you that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And but you're going to act that way. But you're going to act it out, though.
I'm going to tell you, man.
You just have to be completely
honest.
Listen,
communication is the key to all success and happiness.
What if I want you that bad?
That bad that what?
What if I just want to like have sex with you that bad that I just like...
That's your lie?
Not.
You need to control your loins, sir.
See, this is a lie that you're talking about. He said, not lie, but... Not tell the truth.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Not say anything. Because some guys will say anything just to get in pants. But I just mean like, you know, like...
Give us an example of what you would say.
What I would say?
Yeah,
baby,
I don't know. I mean, I'm mostly truthful. So, I mean, I'll tell you like, I just want to fuck. You know what I'm saying? So,
how many success rate been with that logic?
That was my question.
I mean... You know, like when you're popular, you have a high success rate. I mean, rather than like a dude that's not popular, like when you're popular,
like
you have
just
a high
got off stage,
rate.
Like hey,
yeah, you just got off stage. People just seen you perform for all these people.
They waiting already.
Yeah. Anybody up for grabs at that point? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, they just seen you perform. Anybody in the crowd is.
You think you could wipe somebody that you just got off stage after performing and had sex with right away? Could you see that being like a long term? Has that ever happened?
One of my exes, I had sex with her the first night and we ended up being in a relationship, but it just really depends on the female.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I don't really, looking at the like sex on the first night thing, I don't really like.
That don't matter to you.
Yeah,
if you
too
feel
hard.
Somebody, you
yeah.
feel yeah. somebody. Too hard. Yeah, I don't hold back.
Yeah.
What if it was like, okay, let's just say you got off stage and had a threesome. Could you see yourself?
Nah,
that'd be
nah,
the fun.
Yeah, nah, you too open.
That's in my little fun.
You too open first meeting me. You too open. Threesome is crazy. You gotta be really open for threesome.
Yeah.
Gigi, why are you looking like that?
That's in my little fun, partner.
Why is she looking
Sex,
at me
you got
like
some
that?
Memories you want to share.
I've never had a threesome on the first like date or like link up, so no. But if I am gonna have a threesome. If I was to have a threesome in that type of... Now, I haven't, but I would feel like it would be my homegirl. Like, we both want you. Like, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then in that case, my homegirl done had you. I don't want you either. So, I ain't looking at you like that anyway.
Yeah.
All right, fair.
But I feel like it'd be harder for females to do that with friends. I feel like every time there's been an ass situation, females never want to do it with their friends. Everyone's got to be a stranger.
Well,
females usually be like, you pick the girl.
Yeah.
Yep. And now I prove
it. You ain't picking a girl.
And now I prove it.
I don't want to know her, but you ain't picking her. Yeah, the woman is supposed to. You ain't going to know her. You ain't going to know her name. You don't know where she from. And I'm a threat now.
So you can't double back.
Ain't no double ain't doubling ain't back no unless back. I want you to. Mm-hmm.
We doing it in a whole different country. Oh, that bitch ain't got what's
good to you.
She don't even got visa. She can't even
she can't even get over here.
Period. Because if you do it again, I'm a killer.
That's funny.
Tracy, what were you like before you were in a relationship when it came to women?
Wild boy. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. I was a wild boy. I done came a long way, man. No bullshit.
And you had
what was I like?
Yeah, what you had kids already.
Yeah.
Okay. So all together now you have four?
Five.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So yes, you were a wild boy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was outside. Yeah.
For a long time. Mm-hmm.
All right, so tell us, what do you mean when you say you was a wild boy? You was going to give us some context.
I just didn't have no fucks to give. I ain't give a fuck about none of it, you know? Mm-hmm. I ain't even think about that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just doing what I want to do at any given point. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck about no feelings from doing what I'm doing.
Why do you think you were like that?
Because it's just...
Why not?
It's just being free and living.
No, but sometimes there's a reason.
Like, it might be I ain't had no daddy. In the household.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
To show you the right way.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Being me and just wanting off as a young nigga. Because I had my first son young.
Friends. Right. You could be influence. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Peer pressure. All that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. First son is like, how old now?
He up there.
He can drive, let's say that.
He got a car.
He can drive.
He got his own spot, let's say that. Wow. You know what I'm saying? He got his own shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was just, you know, I ain't give no fuck. You know what I'm saying? I ain't realize the importance of a female I ain't recognize the importance of a real relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That I ain't value it.
Right.
But now I can value that shit because, you know what I'm saying? It probably took the right person for me to get with the right person for me to be the right person.
Mm-hmm. It was probably challenging too, like a challenge for you because, you know, to be with somebody with a strong personality who's in the business that you're in.
See, I'm a wild boy. You just can't play. Okay. If I'm with you and you're going to let me stomp, I'm going to stomp.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
But if you stomp with me, then I'll be like, all right. Yeah, I don't want to go through all that. You feel me? So if I'm going to stomp and you stomp back, then, I'm going to fall back a little bit. Like, okay, cool. I like that. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to let me just stomp all over you.
Then I will.
And that's all I did. I stomped all my life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Must be nice. I'm single.
You're a Scorpio?
Must be nice.
You're a Scorpio?
I'm a Libra.
Libra.
What are you?
Pisces.
You're Pisces.
Yeah, you're Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Your birthday just passed.
I loved that one. Yeah, it mine was just in February 20th.
Mine
yeah.
was the 6th.
You're an Aquarius.
Related.
My son is the 8th.
Best sign, by the way.
Pisces. Everybody think their sign is the best.
Yeah. I know everyone thinks that. I mean, really, it's Capricorn.
Nah. I don't really hear nothing about them.
When yours is?
January 3rd.
Yeah. Okay, my son is January 6th.
Oh, see, we love Capricorns. Mm-hmm. Hardworking, practical, loyal. You know what I'm saying?
What's the worst sign you ever dated?
Scorpio.
I hate Geminis.
Oh, Gigi, sorry.
Oh, you're Gemini. Tough. Bipolar.
Bipolar.
I ain't gonna lie. One of my...
true.
That's what Geminis are known for.
It's bipolar.
Yeah. Fuck. I'm like, girl, I'm your friend. Why you acting like that with me?
I thought, like, I never used to really believe in the sign thing, but like...
real.
No, it is for real.
Yo, but Gigi don't give me bipolar.
I don't. I'm a little crazy though.
I definitely
I maybe never crazy. Seen that side.
I dated a guy who was a Gemini and he was night and day. Sometimes he would be amazingly like great to me, and then there would be times that he would just be like a different person. I'd be like, "What the fuck happened?"
That's Gemini.
In the defense of my sign, we match energy. We are mirror images of what you get. Mm-hmm. So normally when you get that side of us, it's because you provoked it by giving it to us and we just
give
it back.
No, I'm usually very pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not talking about you because you are a very pleasant person. But I'm just saying in general, when people say like, oh, they were crazy or they did this or they did that, is usually like we like a Sour Patch Kid, but like, you know, sweet first. Like we're usually sweet. And then when you do something, then we do something back. Now we the crazy ones.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I dated an Aquarius for a while for like, how long were we together? Like maybe like 5 years. He cheated so crazily. I mean, it was disrespectful. And he was like a sloppy cheater. Like, he butt-dialed me while he was with somebody one time.
Just, yeah. Reckless. And I but was emotional as hell, though.
That's just him. That's just a him thing.
And then he didn't log off of my his email on my laptop. I got to see
everything.
Oh, no, he just, I don't know.
He don't give a fuck. He just careless.
Yeah, he just careless.
He was very careless.
I feel like we the most nonchalant sign.
My son, William, is mad nonchalant.
I feel like, of course, we have a nonchalant thing about us. Every Aquarius I met, even myself, we're very nonchalant.
And it's hard to know where your feelings are
Definitely.
Because
I've been hearing that a lot,
therapy, too. Like, because you ain't speaking to me. And then when he talks to me about his relationship, I'm sorry, William. When he talks to me about his relationship, I'm like, but you is just, how you mad at that? Did you tell her that?
Yup, that's Aquarius. Like,
that's Aquarius.
Mad, but how could she do this? I'm confused.
No, that's funny because I was going to, so when I was working on writing a book, part of what I was doing was interviewing people who were in my life. And I interviewed him about why he used to cheat on me all the time, like way later. So it was interesting what he had to say about it because it was things he never told me. Mm-hmm. But talking to him about why he did the things that he did and different things that happened, it was pretty interesting because I'm like, well, why didn't you just say that? He was like, I just figured one day, you know, things would get better.
Wow. I think why don't you just say that it's not as black and white as I think it really is. It's not. I think
you're making it more complicated than it has to be. Just saying something is like the easiest thing you could do. Yeah.
Well, I think maybe we just in two different generations. Or my generation, none of that flies.
You're gonna do a TikTok.
This new generation, none of that flies.
With a whole
none of that stuff flies.
You should try it. I would love for you to do something where you just tell people how you really feel for a day and put it on TikTok.
Being completely transparent and honest.
I'm gonna do it. I'm definitely gonna say it. Just because y'all told me, I'm gonna definitely
just say it. Day.
Just say it.
Just say it. Day.
Yeah. I don't know that. Might stir some shit up.
Might stir some shit up. Might lose a couple numbers.
What's your TikTok? Let me stop following you.
A lot might happen that day. You know.
No bullshit. Just say it. Day. Damn.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
What do you think, if you had to ask like any of your exes what they would say about you, what are some things that they would say about you?
I ain't shit.
Okay.
Wow.
I've spoken to my ex. I've spoken to my ex like a month or two ago. Like, I've spoken, that's the same thing she's saying from my, like, 2016. I ain't shit. But I've done change, but it's like, once
she
they got that,
yeah,
that's once what you remember
shit,
me
you
as,
shit,
you know?
Right. What's your most recent relationship?
My most recent relationship was very toxic, so I don't talk about it a lot. That was the first actual one that was very toxic, and that was the first relationship I would say. As a man, I didn't do nothing wrong.
Wow,
I didn't cheat. I was actually very good to the woman, and all my karma came back to me, I'll say. My karma from when I was young, cheating on women and whoring around, I feel like it came back to me.
And how long has it been since this relationship was over? So how long have you been single now?
I've been single for 2 years now.
Okay. And what do you mean by toxic? What did she do?
Well, I seen
sounds
a bunch
like she did the most.
I seen a bunch of red flags, and I ignored them all because I had a crush and she was very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But like, and she was also my sign, which was another red flag. She was also Aquarius.
You're really into that.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really, you know, until I started looking up stuff and like, yo, I really do act like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I'm like, yo, you know.
So
but,
what did she do?
I could give you, she did a lot of things. Like, I could go on for days. But one thing she did, one time I had a show in Miami and I used to complain to her because she didn't support me as an artist. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's very important when you're a woman. Mm-hmm. You date an artist, you know. So she would do things like, she would say like, she wasn't very fond of soca music, which is what I make.
Mm-hmm.
So she would say like,
music.
One time
too.
She told me like, I don't listen to that soca shit.
Ooh.
How you tell your boyfriend that?
Whoa.
Right? She said that to me one time and then you would walk around the house like, oh my God, I love popcorn. So how is that supposed to make me feel?
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? As an artist, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's really
fun. How long y'all was together?
Where was she from?
Huh?
How long y'all was together?
We were together for about at least a year.
Oh, she's from the States?
She's from San Vincent. She's
that's
actually what born.
She's Caribbean.
She's born in San Vincent.
Oh, that's crazy.
But she left when she was like 10 and grew up in the South. So she's fully American now. So like she listens to hip hop, all that stuff, you know. So she told me that, and then like we used to argue about how she don't support me. So one day she was like, "Yo, I'm gonna come to your show in Miami." I'm like, "All right," but then I thought about it. Me and all the guy artists was gonna be out together, so I'm like. Never mind.
Don't come.
So she went shit.
I made my manager send me like a message saying like, you can't bring your girlfriend. This is strictly business. Yeah. No girlfriends, no extra stuff.
Your poor manager.
Damn.
So he sent me the little paragraph. I sent it to her. She didn't believe it at first. Then she ended up saying, okay, whatever. She got mad. And then like the day before, she sent me a ticket, like showed me that she booked a ticket for her and her friend.
I know your heart dropped.
She booked a ticket for her and her friend to come. Heart drop. He's out there now. We in the hotel. She came to the hotel. So me and the guys are like politicking about what we gonna do. You know, she's trying to like put herself like, what we doing? We out. And I'm like ignoring it, kind of like I'm pushing it off, you know. She go and do her thing. And then like there was this promoter that was trying to book me. But
she
couldn't afford the price at the time. So he ended up throwing a pool party in Miami that time. So he said, yo, my pool party just went crazy. So I could pay you to do one song. Pull up and just do one song for me. So I'm like, all right. But I told my girl, I'm not going to that party. But then when I seen him in the day, I ended up saying, all right, I'm going to go to the party because he's going to give me the... So I didn't tell her that. I changed my mind. So
She was there.
I go to the party now, right? I'm there. Ooh. He came, gave us the bottles. I'm taking shots. He came to me like, yo, 5 minutes to performance time. When he said that, I get a call. I answer, hello. Can you come get me? I just got in a car crash. So I just left my booking, my bread, everything.
You left?
When I told you not to come to Miami in the first place. So I had to go drive 50 minutes for you, right? And you caused a 5-car accident. A 5-car accident? I don't fucking know. A guy that like you, seeing me at a party, sent a picture of me to you and was like, look at boyfriend. Try to speed and try to pop up on me and party.
Oh my God, I got into an accident.
Got into an accident. Now I had to leave my money.
Man, I would have got
to come
money.
To your
she
rescue.
Had to wait.
I'm telling you.
I would have got
to 8 o'clock in the morning,
song?
I'm there waiting on police reports.
A bad
kind of thing.
I'm not going to lie. I probably would have did the performance first. It was
right.
Like,
and then.
Y'all already done Rick. I can't say it.
You called him, so you okay.
Done Rick already.
I would have did my one song.
That is awful.
I probably still would make it there before the cops.
Oh my God. And then she crashed her friend's car. It wasn't even hers. It was crazy.
And really, it was all your fault for lying.
No, right. It was her fault for coming.
It was her fault for coming.
It was definitely her
and
fault.
And trying to surprise me.
But
and pop
you,
up on me.
But imagine if you would have just told her.
Right. But like,
none
why would you even try
happened,
to speed
see?
And...
He didn't want to go through all that telling her and she
but
just
I told you not to come in the first place. Now you're trying to like push yourself in my plans. It's like
that would, I just would be like
it's me and
see,
a bunch
see,
of guy
see?
Artists.
Yo,
what do you want to do with us?
Hold
what
on.
What do you want to do with us?
Yeah, you was just
she
you
was know trying what though?
When you think well, about like soca music, you know, first of all, I love soca music. Mm-hmm. I don't trust people who don't like soca music.
Yeah,
but that is a hard environment to have a man because you're gonna be dancing with girls.
It is. That's why that was. She used to check my phone a lot. Even before we got serious, she used to check my phone because, like, soca is that kind of environment
yeah,
where,
like
women is whining you.
And
yeah, and everybody's, like, so free.
People,
yeah. So it's like women is half naked
it's like
dancing
the
on you.
It's like the carnival of music.
Yeah, so it's like. Once you're an artist in that,
right?
It's like.
But if she was into soca and you, she'll be at a party doing that, it's
I wouldn't
cultural.
Be mad.
It's the tradition.
Yeah, it's
you'll
cultural.
Be cool
I'll,
with
I'll be cool with that. That's I don't crazy. Mind my girl dancing with people in parties
yeah.
because
y'all
I'm part of that culture.
Understand.
That's what
I understand that.
Yeah.
You know, but like I plenty of time I've been with girls and they be mad when I dance with girls on stage and stuff. But it's like, you don't want me to entertain?
I mean, but as an artist, you can't get mad. That's like Alicia Keys and Usher. Everybody was mad but Swiss Beats.
Mm. Oh, like Usher.
Right.
Now, hold on. Let's slow down for a second. Usher, did serenade Cash Doll?
Nah, he ain't do all that.
But he did. he
ain't do all that.
He ain't do all that.
Simple.
He didn't do all that, but he did sing to her, right?
He sung to her, but all that other
but
shit.
But she definitely curved it. She curved it.
Damn right.
So you would have been mad if she would have did.
First
a little...
of all, it's about respect.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm out with a bitch, a female, sorry y'all, and all that going on, she gonna goddamn flip the script. So you know what I'm saying? I allow that respect must be there too.
Right.
So if you ain't respecting me out in public around everybody, you get let you. Whoa, something ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
But what we got going on? If that's what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
She was like, eh.
Yeah, she
breaks.
Know.
Right.
But
they were performing. Alicia Keys.
I don't give a god.
Yeah, but it's different. She was sitting watching.
No,
that's
different.
Different.
They were doing
why they performing?
They playing that.
They supposed to sell out, though.
The
I feel like
song
they
is
sold.
Called My Baby.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, they sold. That was their job. They
were it was rehearsals
yeah.
beforehand.
Right.
You knew what was going to happen.
Yeah,
that's
that was
what happened in the video.
Mm-hmm.
They did what was supposed to happen. Get everybody a reaction. Get more views. Get more clicks.
Exactly.
But let me ask you that. Let's just say Cash Doll does a song with a guy that's, you know, like a sexy song like that, and they got to do a video.
Hold on, go ahead. Listen,
business. Huh?
Is that like that Usher Alicia Keys scenario? Is that okay? Because it's part of the song.
I ain't tripping long as I'm aware. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Bring it to my eyes or my attention. You know
just
what I'm saying? As long as I know what's going on.
Shit.
That's just like in movies and shit. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm. I was about to say, first of all, the BMF.
Is that what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah, you're right.
I already knew that what was going like, on.
Yeah.
So
is that hard
like,
for you to watch?
Huh?
Was that hard for you to watch? Don't yell at why you just yelled at
me. Be honest.
Nah, I feel like you're lying on this one.
You understand, you know.
Listen,
you really
on this
feel.
One.
I feel like he understood that
saying,
she was acting and doing
understand
a job.
What, I understand the job.
You can right. understand it, but while you're watching it.
Of course
it.
A nigga don't want to see what, like, right. come on now.
Right.
That's just me. Like, hell, don't nobody want to see, like.
How many times you watch the scene?
I ain't finna sit there and just
he
keep
like
watching
this.
It. I seen it when I seen it.
Right, right. Don't play right. that shit again.
Did you look at her sideways like...
I'm like, damn, she doing her job.
Yeah,
right.
yeah. No,
you know
she.
What I'm saying?
I told her this. I think she's great at acting.
Yeah.
Amazing. Like, yeah, no. she really
not
is.
Worse. Yeah. Yeah,
it's she okay. She had you in mind the whole time.
She told me. I was already expecting that. You know what I'm saying? So I was already like, you gotta have a tough. I got a tough stomach for a lot of shit, man. You know what I'm saying? my upcoming, my background just got me a tough stomach. So a lot of shit don't faze me.
Do you feel like you become more in your soft guy era now that you're, you know, you got your family?
What's the soft guy
with
era?
Her? Yeah. You know, you're a little bit less hard and being able to show your emotions and your vulnerabilities.
I ain't gonna say I'm less hard. It's just I don't have the patience for
the BS.
Yeah. I don't have the patience for the go back and forth. So it's like, if it's wrong, it's wrong, and I'm going to leave it alone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Instead of going back and forth about it and trying to make it right. Because at this point, we grown as fuck. You know what's going on. I know what's going on. And we got to go back and forth. You know what? Go your way. Because we ain't on the same page.
Yeah.
Like,
word.
We grown. You know what the fuck to do and what not the fuck to do.
Mm-hmm. I feel like y'all balance each other good because, like you said, you need somebody to kind of like not let you get it with your bullshit either.
Yeah.
Somebody to check you.
I need that in my life. I think that's what I need. Somebody,
I think somebody
to check
too.
Me. Nobody ever come and check me.
Yeah, you need that.
She tried to. She got an accident.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she almost checked out.
She tried to check
in. She almost checked herself out of there.
So this was the first time you ever was doing the right thing.
The right thing. And it was the worst relationship I ever was in.
So you're going to go back to doing the wrong thing?
Nah, I don't say I would go back to the wrong thing. But like, I just wasn't, I haven't been fussy to be in a relationship since then.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just going to wait for it to come to me. Like,
it's gone.
I feel like I done realized what kind of women I want in my life. And like, if I don't see that, I'm really not going to take you serious. No offense to the women that I flirt with. Mm-hmm. Now and stuff, but it's like, if I don't see that, it's only so far we can go.
Do you slide in DMs?
I do, okay. Here and there, but I always don't want to be that artist that everybody say I was in everybody's DM, so I try
that's
to like refrain from that.
You do it in vanish mode?
Nah, I do some I do vanish mode.
You need
but
to do the vanish
I try to like, nah, but then when you do vanish mode, girls call you weird, so it's
and
like,
they, you can
it's a balance with that.
It.
Nah, they be playing games talking about you weird. Nah,
you
they just be wanting to show. They just want to have that proof.
Yeah, they be like,
nah, don't go for that, my boy.
I'm more you like, feel screenshot it.
That's why
we got two phones. Yeah, they
can't wait. Ain't no
trying to get your number in person.
Oh, that's with a two
phones. So what kind of women are you looking for? Like, what is your ideal after everything you've been through?
I think, like, she definitely got to be, like, very, like, strong-minded. I think, like, also you got to be able to come in, like, be able to come in my life and career space and be able to help advance or help enhance what I'm doing. You know what I mean? If you can't do that, I don't feel like you're the right person for me.
Because if you're not an asset, you're a liability.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So like, you should be able to come in and speak to this person for me, or like, you know, as I'm your man, you should be able to, you
feel
know,
them gray areas.
Yeah, you know. So like, if you can't do that for me, I don't think you are right. You're the right
what
person
the fuck
for me.
Together for
yeah,
like, take
you should be able to help me elevate.
Yeah.
If you can't, what are you here for? Mm-hmm. I should be able to help you elevate. You should be able to help me elevate. If you can help me elevate.
Have you ever sent out dick pics?
Once in a while, I don't send it out like that.
He looked like a dick pic as a
nah, I'm
is it the same picture or do you
same
take
picture.
Fresh ones?
Everybody got the same picture.
Okay.
Everybody got the same.
I feel like if you send out a picture,
same
it's
picture
supposed
I
to
from
be
high
fresh.
School.
Like, let
right,
me see what you got on right
same
now.
Picture
now.
I from high
we gonna
school.
Need
or now
update.
You asking for a picture.
Oh,
I'm sending a picture from high school
so,
I took.
Do guys do y'all have the same dick from high school? Like
yeah, I feel like yeah.
It doesn't change throughout the
world.
You have the same dick from high school. Like
when does your dick stop
as it gets older?
I don't know.
I don't know that question. I'd be looking
question,
like sometimes,
you know?
Like, damn, I was like, where'd I get that shit? No, what? That shit got that. Hey.
I feel like the more you use it, the more it grows for some, like maybe. You know, when you've been having sex a lot, it feel like guys.
Yeah.
The so woman bigger. Juice is like that growth juice.
you gotta water it.
Water the plant. Woo. So it can grow long and strong.
Damn. Yeah.
He's like, that's a.
I don't know. I'm not big on pictures. I don't really send pictures. I don't really ask for pictures.
But you've done it.
Yeah, I've done it before.
And you ask?
I don't really ask for pictures like that either.
They just
I'd rather
send it.
Hit you with the, I want to see it in person kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm. A FaceTime.
I don't want to do the text. I want to see it in person. Come show me in person.
Have you had FaceTime sex?
FaceTime sex? Nah, I never did that. Phone sex? None of that. I never did that.
Okay. He's like,
I gotta explore some stuff, you know. But
you
I
gotta fly
that.
Out.
Got some exploring to do.
I got some exploring to do. That's what I'm exploring to do. Trust me.
You and your lady are together a lot. Do y'all have phone sex when you're not together?
Hell nah. It's just like, man, we be so caught up on everything else. It's like, you know, we do what we do when we do it. You know what I'm saying? But we be on our shit. We be goddamn so exhausted trying to.
That's what I was thinking.
We be on our shit. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
How do you even have phone sex? What do you do? Like, do you moan with each other and just masturbate?
You moan with each other and masturbate pretty much.
I mean, I think in these days now, it would be more like FaceTime sex. That's why I said phone sex, FaceTime.
Okay. So she would, okay. She'll play with herself on FaceTime and you just.
You should try it. Phone sex. What are you wearing? Especially if you're like, you travel a lot, you don't get to see your girl a lot. Try it.
Well, he don't have a girl.
Yeah, he don't have a girl.
Well, yeah, I don't have a girl, but like...
But you got
I'm
friends.
Dating.
You dating?
Yeah, I'm out there. I'm having
You've
fun.
Been naked on FaceTime.
Nah. I don't think I've been naked on FaceTime.
That sounds like
he's thinking about it.
See, you studied.
That's how it starts.
Maybe like one time to get a little wiggle on FaceTime. Like, yo, wiggle. No, but...
I knew it.
It's not a consistent thing, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's okay. But you know what is the best feeling, though? When you have somebody and you could just, like, lay down together. It ain't even got to be about sex.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I love. I love that.
Be so focused on what the fuck we got to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice
to be looking at her like, damn, you don't want me? She be looking at me like, damn, you don't want... Baby, I'm tired. We goddamn so focused on the cheese and the money. Yeah. We gotta wake up early. Hey, baby, I'm like tired of the motherfucker.
I love that. We just
chasing,
be in my
we
space.
Chasing shit. We done had the baby. You know what I'm saying? We chasing shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know that's right. How is pregnant sex for you as on the man's point of view?
Has pregnant sex?
Yeah, like when she's
like when she was when yeah like the, first
I'm
of
all, all right, what you want like far as what?
Like, does it feel different?
Because a
is
lot
it...
of times guys say pregnant sex is better.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I've heard.
Is
what
a
better?
Shit, I need to know. I never had pregnant sex.
I ain't had no problem with my shit, pregnant or
that
unpregnant.
I know baby facts.
So it was. So it wasn't a really a
it
difference.
Wasn't a difference.
To you.
It's good regardless.
It's good all time.
Good answer. Good answer.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I just like you know when a female pregnant. It's she can't just move around like that, you know what I'm saying, and stretch that shit all the way. You feel me? Stretch the legs back, you know. You got the belly.
So let me ask you something. I feel like period sex. A girl asked me about that the other day. Asked me how I feel about it.
How do you feel about it?
Have you done it?
He asked y'all. Though.
Yeah,
he just asked y'all. Y'all just about how
not,
he feel. He
I'm
y'all.
Not into it. I'm gonna be honest. If I have my period, I am not trying to have sex. It's especially I could probably do it like on the last day when it's light, but when it's heavy, it's not like appealing to me at all. Cause no.
A girl told me she do it all the time, but like
all the time.
She's like, she into all that kinky shit. Like she like, she's like in the eye. She asked me if I do all that shit.
What in the eye?
She's like
in the ass.
She's like in the ass.
Like in the ass.
I thought she said eye too.
No, the ass.
She want your nut in
the ass.
The fuck?
She want pink eye.
I'm like, I don't know how I feel about it. I'm like, I don't really think I would really do that.
You've never done it?
Nah, I never.
Not even at the beginning of the period.
I think maybe like at the end. When it's spotting and like it's like a little tensy blood on the
I
condom
don't
or something,
like
but
no shit like that. Yeah. I'm a clean nigga. I don't like. Hey, baby, you wet? Hey, man, go on. Hey, holler me next week.
Holler me next week.
Yeah, I ain't tripping.
The last day, the last day, it don't be really
it'd
like
be a little
not,
bit. What about squirting then? If you don't like,
I'm with all that.
Okay, well that's I feel like really
but the,
messy.
Just red, just blood.
Yeah,
you know
blood
that's fucking blood.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
On you. That's
it gets
crazy.
Sticky
that's
and it's the texture
yeah, I don't like
is
that.
Different.
I
so wait, now this woman also asked you about anal.
She asked me about anal. She told you the all that. She asked me if I'm with all that. She said if I'm not with all that, she can't talk to me.
Okay,
oh,
and what
so
you say?
So ask me if you're talking now. No.
Which one did you try?
She did not.
I didn't
make
try
that.
I told her I never tried none. So she was like, "I'm like, I told her I don't really know how I feel
Have
about it."
Have you ever
I
tried anal?
No, I never tried it. Nothing. Never Wait, ate you, ass. Never did none of that.
You but you do eat pussy.
Nah. Now that I'm older, I have.
Okay.
I was always that Caribbean kid that didn't. I was against it. Until I got older.
That's a cultural thing.
Yeah, yeah. I think a girl broke it out of me, a girl I really
you
liked.
Should, you definitely right. should not be against it.
I
Did
was
you
against
enjoy
it, though. It's not something I enjoy, but I've been told it's been really great when I've gave it.
Okay.
So you enjoy
but I don't
job.
Enjoy it. No, it don't get me horny. No.
It should.
I just do it.
It should.
I just do it. If I do it now, it's to please y'all. You know what I'm saying?
You should
not
learn to love
me.
Lisa Hirsch should make you hard.
Yeah, I think that should turn a man.
But I'm already hard
easy.
Once we naked
Tracy,
in the bed.
What?
I'm harder right
What's
now.
The
yeah.
the yeah.
What is the problem? What is going on, Tracy?
I agree with my man.
Yeah.
What? You don't like it? You just do it to please her?
I ain't never ate. I ain't never ate no ass.
What? Oh no,
we're
talking
no,
about eating
talking
pussy,
about eating
not
pussy.
Ass.
Oh, pussy.
Pussy.
I eat the pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not a problem. But
so
not
just,
no
I just gotta be feeling it and want to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just gotta want to do it. It's just like something I'm just gonna always want to do.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna just get me to
like nah.
So she just
out of every 10 girls, maybe 2 got head from me. Maybe
she just sit on your face out of nowhere.
No, you don't even can't even sit on my face. I'm not even with that.
You can't do it. I have a hat on.
I'm not even with that. Can't sit on my face.
I tried that.
I actually tried that. Yeah. Girl, I tried that and I hated it.
You tried what?
I hated 69. It. I hated it.
Yeah, I don't like
it. I hated it.
Why did you hate it?
I don't know. Something about it I hate. I just, her pussy just in my face like that. I just
your
can't do it.
Nose on her ass.
Yeah, I just can't do it. I can't do it. I couldn't do it. I felt so uncomfortable. Like, it was crazy.
So did
like,
you stop it?
I stopped. I'm like, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this.
I can't breathe.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like,
hilarious.
I'm like, hold up real quick. Hold up.
You're very uptight, I think, when it comes to things.
I think I don't want
to. You ain't find the right woman to turn your ass
and
out
that's,
yet.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what it is.
When you come across the right woman, then you will evolve sexually and understand that, you know, the body, the woman's body is an amazing place to explore.
I was in here two years ago. Until then, I ain't doing no exploring.
Okay. You just keep it like this.
Yeah, keeping it straight, simple.
Just head, shoulders,
head, shoulders, knees, and toes. And bang, bang, bang. No bullshit.
I love that.
For sure.
That was hilarious.
Listen, y'all were amazing to have both of you on here. I feel like
that was
like
a vibe for sure.
Yeah,
it was definitely. Elephant Business is out right now.
Elephant Business, big business, man.
Big business,
big business. It's out right now. Yeah. Tune in.
I'm dropping an album this month too. Called Her.
So oh, stay tuned for that. Really?
Yeah, stay tuned for that.
Her.
Yes, sir. It's called Her.
Now, who is Her?
Stay tuned to find out.
He looking for her. He's trying to figure it out. He's trying to figure out who she is, actually.
Yeah.
Where she at? Okay.
So, Tracy, you planning to hit the road for Elephant Business?
We on the road.
Already?
You are? Yeah. You're going to be doing shows and everything?
For sure. Yeah. Okay. Shows and all that.
Good.
We trying to paint where it ain't, baby.
Well, you know what that means.
What it mean?
Oh, nothing.
What that mean?
Did you just say what? What did you just say?
Put paint where it ain't.
Okay, that means you gotta eat ass.
No, period.
That what the fuck that means?
Angela.
Damn.
I ain't never
heard that. Slid that in on me. What the fuck?
You know she's good for that now.
Yeah, that's what it means.
You know she's good for that.
We ain't doing no road show. Show counselor.
Shut it down.
It's over with. End it. Tour ended.
You got to pick a carnival to come to this year.
I know. I want to go to Trinidad.
I want to go to
carnival.
Me too.
Trinidad just finished last week.
You got Barbados.
Crop over is in August. Or you got St. Lucia. Or you got Grenada. It's a bunch of.
I definitely want to go. And
we should
do
crop over.
I got to try some of this shit.
Yo,
man.
When I tell you, you will have so much fun.
If you guys decide to do crop over, just let me know. I know all the lit trucks.
I want to go and I want to dress up.
I'll make them give you guys costumes and stuff.
You got to get that in.
Yeah, I'll get you guys some costumes. I want the costumes, but I want the stockings with it. I'll get some costumes.
Once you guys let me know you guys want to be a part of the crop over, I'll let them give you guys free costumes.
I wanted to do Trinidad because it's around my birthday, so I was like, okay, maybe
that
next
just
year.
Passed.
You'll be too late.
My friend was there on my birthday, so next year I said I'll do it around my birthday, but I'll definitely do it.
Yeah, Barbados is and Lucia. Lucia is the next one that's been popular lately.
But I gotta have like it gotta be people around us with.
St. Lucia,
Jason,
Barbados
is
in August.
You gotta come to that.
I'm moving around. Hey, man, I'm popping up.
Yeah.
I'm popping up. My boy Shame in the motherfucker. Hey, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
We got to experience the culture, yo.
We're
moving around, man.
And you gotta bring your whole crew. When I tell you, they will have the time of their lives.
I'm telling you.
I'll tell you, bring some of these.
Omarion went last Trinity Carnival. He had the time of his life. Even though he was like in the middle of the
dancing
and shit. You see that shit? You supposed to be winding with gal. You in there breakdancing and shit.
Hilarious.
Yo, that was funny, son.
Nah, you know what?
Yeah. He was in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
Well, I like this. No, I did appreciate having two bosses up here.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all having us.
Thank you for having us.
You know, sure. On lip service. And we're going to have Cash Doll come up here like in a couple of months. So that'll be good, too. We'll talk about you. Yeah. And see, we're going to compare.
Oh, y'all going to, whoa. Slow down. You're taking me fast. Y'all going to talk about what?
We're just going to make sure everything you said was true.
We gonna compare.
She be like, yes, he do that.
He said he don't eat what?
Girl, let me show you this video.
Baby, what you say?
But her, that's coming out, you said next month?
Yes, next month, next month.
All right, all right. Well, make sure y'all pick up Elephant Business. Tracy T is out now. DJ Sheem, her is coming out next month.
Stay tuned.
We appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you.
It's lip service.
Chew. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear. This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.